Massachusetts is cautiously reopening for business under phase one of Governor Baker's reopening plan. But Boston's reopening is going at a slower, more cautious pace. Joining us now this morning to discuss this is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who joins us live. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
So let me ask you this. You appear to be taking an even more cautious approach than Governor Baker when it comes to reopening. Why is that, Mayor?
I mean, we're definitely working with the state on a gradual phased-in approach, reopening. But we want to make sure our economy and society come back safely. I feel that moving too quickly could cause a spike in cases that would harm both our health and our economy. We want to make sure that we're going to continue to provide input to the state's plan in the next phases, and putting in place our own, not plan, but we're working on our own guidelines here in the city. And a lot of them mirror the state's guidelines.
So given that, how do you see this summer unfolding in Boston?
I mean, I think it's still too early to tell. What I find, and I've said this before, in a week, things change drastically. We've seen some good reductions in numbers. We're seeing space in our hospitals, which is all good signs. But that's all due to the fact that people have done such a great job with social physical distancing that we've been able to keep numbers down. Now the really complicated part or tricky part is as we reopen society, can we do the same thing? Can we avoid a big spike in cases? And that's really ultimately what's going to happen. So as people start to go back into the office space and construction sites and retail shops and restaurants, how do we prevent a large spread of the virus from occurring? That's something that's going to be people physically social distancing still. It's going to be wearing masks, constantly washing hands, and washing down surfaces. That's really how we keep these numbers down. We've seen spikes in numbers in places when they open up, and I think that we can learn from that and prevent that from happening here in the city and in the Commonwealth.
Well, given what you just said, and since you mentioned them, will bars and restaurants reopen in Boston this summer?
I mean, I think we'll see restaurants. Obviously, I'm not sure what we're going to see with the bar scene, as far as what we're used to seeing. But I know that the city has spent a lot of time talking to restaurants and restaurant associations. I know that the state, the governor, lieutenant governor, are working on a plan as well. We're working collaboratively on that, along with other cities and towns across the Commonwealth. I think that you can think about restaurants as there's a couple different pieces to it. Number one, they're a large employer. Number two, they're an important addition to our economy. And number three, they also attract people to the city. And I think that's ultimately we want to see people be coming back to the city of Boston and coming back to cities and towns. And so I think it's making sure that when we open restaurants, it's safe for the patrons. It's also safe for the restaurant owners.
Are you going to push ahead with the summer jobs program for Boston teenagers? You said a couple of weeks ago that you wanted to do that. Will you? And what kind of work would they be doing in this?
Yeah, we're working on the summer job program right now. I think that, we have, kind of a three-phase approach here with summer jobs. Many of our kids are working in hospitals. Some of our kids are working in private industry, and a lot of them are actually the majority. And then we have kids working directly for the city. So we're working with the private industry now to see what companies are still going to be accepting kids and having them work for them this summer. And then also some companies that have offered to pay the kids that they employ, but they have no real physical jobs with them. So we're working right now on a plan in the city to be creative with our kids. And some of it's going to be virtual work. Some of it's going to be physical work. And we'll be rolling that out as we move forward here.
All right, what about the fall? Colleges around Greater Boston are planning on holding at least some classes on campus this fall for their estimated 140,000 students. Should they? Are you worried about that?
I hope they can, and I hope we can have school again. I mean, I think that that in this world of coronavirus, that is a lifetime away, and we have to really think about how do we open up schools with precautions and safety. We're going to look at that with our own public school system here in Boston. And I know the college universities are planning on trying to move forward. I think that, as I said earlier, we don't know where the situation will be in September, in August and September. I'm hoping that we're in a better situation and we won't know for some time to come. Universal testing is really testing and tracing are going to be key to moving forward here.
All right. And finally, what's the message you want to send to Boston residents this morning?
I just ask people to continue to be very diligent on social distancing, physical distancing, wearing masks. I think that we're in this place that mostly everybody wants to go back to work and reopen our economy. And the way we do that is by not spreading the virus. And I think that by doing all of those things, washing your hands and cleaning surfaces down, that's going to keep not only you and your family safe, it's also going to allow us the opportunity to open the economy safely, open the different sectors safely. And we have a beautiful weekend coming, so I want everyone to just to do that. And number two, this is Memorial Day weekend, so I'd like to ask everyone to keep in your mind and your prayers this weekend all the fallen military that fought so bravely for our country.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition this morning.
Thanks, Bob.